The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Minutes after the hour, 12 Central Time, Thursday, December 8th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And oh, by the way, for those of you who want to know just how fast I worked, our producer Catherine just texted me Paul Davis's email address, and I just sent him about 24 files, all having to do with the Class Action Fairness Act. That's how fast I work, folks. He already got him before we're even back on the show. Isn't that amazing how that works? Well, see, when you do the kind of research we do, you just know that. And as a paralegal who's written 8 different books and understands consumer issues and consumer law and gets called into trial and has audited county land records, you know, we're out to make a difference for consumers. That's just the way it is. And there's another gentleman out here who is with us now on the phone. He's a university professor at Syracuse University. I would not happen to be where the orange men are.
That's right.
Carl Schramm. Yep, go orange. Yep, Carl Schramm, professor, economist, author, and entrepreneur, is with us now. The topic of conversation, and this is something else. You know, he was 10 years president of the Ewing and Marion Kauffman Foundation, and God bless you for that. This is a $2 billion endowment. It's the world's largest philanthropy dedicated to promoting entrepreneurship. Now, that to me that's a godsend, and I am so glad the Kauffmans set that up because it's done so much for people in Kansas City because they were the ones that actually built Kauffman Stadium. And I think now, what do they call it, Gayhaus Stadium? I just, come on. The corporations want to jump on it and buy into the stadiums. I don't know about that. We're basically looking at the CDC, and this is an agency that basically is all, in my book, and you may take issue with this, Carl, all appointed people. And they're not elected by us, yet they make all these rules and declare emergencies and come up with stuff that makes zero sense. They have Rochelle the Witch Walensky running this whole thing. She needs to go. I think we might be in agreement with that, are we?
Well, on the basis of her performance, but, you know, in the current administration, I think that there's only been one person fired.
Wow.
Across all agencies.
The current administration. Well, that makes sense. I'm trying to look at this from not just, I want to be neutral about all of this. It is a bureaucracy. And the thing is that with all of this digital currency, with all of this vaccine passports, the G20's been thrown around, with all of this stuff that's going down right now, I've got to ask myself, how safe are we from this agency?
Well, it's interesting that you should say that, because in effect, we're sort of at risk of two things. One, we're not really sure anymore if anybody can detect and certainly manage a virus that we haven't seen before. I think that's the long story after 3 years of COVID-19. It was a long time being detected. The CDC didn't have any tests. They refused to work with the private sector on developing tests, which cost us another 2 months. All right. The second thing I think we're at risk of is something you've already touched on, and that's the management of the agency. And you're quite right. Three or four people at the top are political appointees. Underneath that, everybody is, you know, in the protected bureaucracy. But that doesn't mean that they're protecting us. One of the things that I found was a quite amazing story as I was doing my research was Dr. Lewinsky at one point complained publicly that the people who worked for her refused to join a task force on managing COVID unless they had bonuses. Now, these are people who are full-time federal employees, right, who should be deployed as their boss would like them to be deployed. And here we have a situation that she talks about publicly where many of them balked at leaving their particular desk or their laboratory, wherever they decided was the most important thing for the CDC to be doing, to go to work on a task force that was focused on controlling COVID.
So the thing is, being in the medical, healthcare, finance, I mean, you founded the nation's first research center on healthcare finance. You were working at Johns Hopkins. You've set up five companies or co-founded five companies, included Fortis Healthcare. I'm sure people know this. You were executive vice president of Fortis, now Assurant, and you've advised major companies like Ford, Johnson & Johnson, and Apple, and you're serving on Mars Science Advisory Committee. So, I mean, as plugged in as you are about the way government functions, would it be safe or fair to say that this last 2 to 3 years we've been dealing with this was totally mismanaged for good reason?
Yes, I think that would be fair to say. And, you know, part of the problem is something that many people have talked about before. I've read about it a million times, and I know it's there, but it hasn't been part of my life. What we're watching here are people who are running bureaucracies who've never really run anything in the private sector. And the difference between running something in the private sector, where you have customers out there, and if they don't buy your product or your service, your company fails, versus running in the public sector, where if you goof up or you go slow or you decide that what the Congress said is the focus of your agency isn't really what you think the focus of the agency should be, there's no way to basically discipline that labor force. So you don't have a responsive labor force. And I think Dr. Lewinsky herself implicitly has said, you know, if she had a labor force of people who are all professionals who responded as if they were in the private sector, and that she could say, okay, we're putting together this task force. You are joining here. They would be joined up, okay? But in the public sector, they say, well, I think the work I'm doing is more important than what you think I should be doing. And it's just incomprehensible, but that's pretty much the way the public sector works in many different zones, if you will.
Well, the bigger problem I have is the fact that they're still touting going out and getting the jab when we've had all these people are starting to drop dead. And my listeners here on this show, Carl, have become very, very aware that this is a bioweapon and that University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Dr. Ralph Barrick and his team were the ones that started messing with this. Fauci and everybody else has been in total denial that it was gain-of-function research, and it's got all the markers of it. I mean, you're in the healthcare profession enough to understand that, and here we have all this tax money that went to the Wuhan lab, and everybody's pointing a finger at the Wuhan lab, and nobody's paying any attention because of the rope-a-dope, because of these federal bureaucracies, including the CDC and the NIH and the FDA, and everybody else that's coming against these doctors that are speaking out against it. They're telling me this is a depopulation effort. That's what this whole thing is about. Are you reading the same things we're reading?
Well, I may not be seeing that it's a depopulation effort, but I can help you and your readers actually establish something in fact. And this story has been somewhat overlooked, I think. 3 days ago, there was a piece in City Journal, which is a respected journal from the Manhattan Institute. More importantly, it was written by a fellow by the name of Nicholas Wade, who I think is the best science reporter in the United States. He used to work for the New York Times. He's written the best book on COVID. But he had a piece in 2 days ago that basically said, yes, indeed, Anthony Fauci knew that this was gain-of-function research. He knew it was being done at Wuhan. And worse, there was a professor who actually had written an article that basically said, this is what happened. It was gain of function. It was done at Wuhan. And Fauci strong-armed him because the professor in question here is a recipient of NIH grants that came out of Fauci's office. So in the space of a few weeks, this professor completely turned the conclusion of his paper around and basically absolved the Wuhan laboratory for this leak. But his first draft point decisively to the fact that this was an engineered virus in Wuhan, paid for in part by American taxpayer dollars, contracts that were going from Fauci's office to Wuhan, okay, to the Wuhan Institute. And that article establishes, I think, absolutely beyond any shadow of a doubt that the virus was in fact from Wuhan, B, it was a manufactured virus, which my friends at Johns Hopkins have been telling me for 3 years. If you look at the genotypes on the genes, okay, there are things manipulated on that gene that could never have happened in nature. So that's where I've come on. I think this is a great revelation.
Well, you were a visiting scientist as well at MIT. Yeah, I mean, folks, you don't realize who we have on the phone here. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. I know you've got questions, Mr. Schramm. I mean, besides being a big entrepreneur advocate, you have been, and I don't have anything against science. Science is supposed to be an ongoing challenge to people to come up with the truth, not sit there and manufacture something that they knew was gain of function. And then you have this lab up in Boston that all of a sudden, no, we have an 80% kill rate on mice. And all of a sudden the FDA now wants to investigate it. And I'm like, okay, here's another agency that is stomping on doctors doing the same thing that just happened to the guy that you just talked about that was forced to absolve the agency and turn around his entire opinion about gain of function and everything else, and basically silenced by the CDC, the NIH, and everybody else. If you didn't toe the line and you didn't stay and stick with the narrative, they found ways of dealing with you, and that includes, I believe, physical threats.
Well, I don't know about physical threats, but you know, if you're running a laboratory and the principal people who pay for your laboratory in the government say this will be the end of your grant, that essentially puts you right out of business, takes your job away, and the university would probably cut him off from his professorship. I did want to say one thing that was a revelation to me. Last week, I was in California for 2 days on a very small conference related to all the things we're talking about. And at the conference were very distinguished professors, several of whom were attacked by both Fauci and the head of the NIH, Francis Collins. Collins, by the way, retired before any of this merch could come back at him, but he wasn't out of government very long. He's now President Biden's science advisor, and he's the guy who basically joined Fauci in the email that we have now, trying to vigorously besmirch several very well-established, respected professors of science of medicine at Stanford, saying we've got to destroy these guys. Okay, can you imagine public officials saying that about people? In any event, some of these people were at this conference, and one of them said something that just made my blood stop. And they said, you know what we've watched here with the government's handling and the abduction of science by politics, which has happened all over the place. We're watching the end of the age of the Enlightenment. In other words, right to your point, you know, you said a few minutes ago, science is really a big quarrel about what the truth is. Well, in the course of handling COVID, we watched that quarrel stop. The government basically said, this is truth. It's the truth we'll recognize. And anybody who wants to quarrel with this truth, we will harm you. Now this is the, and it's just not a damage to COVID. What happened with the government and the NIH and the CDC, when they stamped on people who had completely different views of these things, they basically brought science down, much bigger than COVID. And I'd say one other thing that you've already raised, and that is when we get to the vaccines, some of your listeners are very, very curious and doubtful as to whether or not they should be getting these vaccines. And once again, we have watched the government in malfeasance. They have not done controlled, randomized studies of the effects of these vaccines. In fact, all they do is they have observational data. And this is totally against science. We've had this for 3 years. We should have dozens of controlled, randomized trials of whether or not these vaccines work and what the dangers are of taking them. Because some of your listeners, just like me, have known people who've gotten the vaccine, right, and 6 hours later or 6 weeks later were dead.
Yep, sure do.
And there's a growing sense that there is a connection between, administration of the vaccine and the end of life of these people. And, you know, the government scientists say, oh, they poo-poo that and say, oh, no, that couldn't possibly be true. But interestingly, there's no good count on this. So you can't even begin to do correlation statistics.
Well, and see, the thing is that's already being done, too, because the insurance industry is coming out. Multiple people have come out, Carl, and talked all about the fact that all these young people are dying, and the correlation just points right in the direction of the jab. And there's a lot of our listeners that, like me, that I haven't even gotten a swab. I won't even let them come near me with it. Patrice in Ohio, you're on the phone with Carl Schramm. Go ahead.
Are you guys aware of the hearing that Senator Ron Johnson had?
Yes, we are. Peter McCullough was in that hearing.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. The reality is it's all fraud. It's fraud. There's no protection when it's fraud. They purposely deceived. They purposely lied. It's beyond ridiculous.
Well, Patrice, right now, you know what it looks like. Carl, I know you're going to respond to this, but the thing is that we're looking at, there's several narratives coming into play here. One, you're either going to stay in science and you're going to stay with what the mainstream narrative is trying to explore and get at, like Congress, or you're going to dig deeper and you're going to find out, like what you said, Patrice, everything is playing itself out and Congress is going to get to the bottom of this and they're going to find out that it was gain of function going on at UNC in Chapel Hill. They're going to find out that this wasn't actually designed bioweapon, that it was genetically engineered, that they knew it was genetically engineered, and that because of what Birx came out with in her new book, you know, the Scarf Lady, she's talking all about the fact everything we've told everybody is a lie, and the CDC backed it up. Go ahead, Carl, with your response.
Well, I was just going to say I'm totally sympathetic with Patrice because I've watched all those hearings. And, you know, I'm an economist, so I'm not a bioscientist, but I taught at Johns Hopkins for 16 years in the public health school. And, you know, the general history of public health and what the professorate did, the academics did, was they were in pursuit of truth. And I watched these guys on TV, MDs, PhDs, MD-PhDs, many of them with professorships in public health schools and so forth, lie through their teeth. And you wonder what the
and
heck
they manipulated
come over
data all the way.
Yes, yes. What's come over science? And regarding the manipulation of data, we have evidence now, the New York Times uncovered, that on two occasions, the CDC didn't even release data. They suppressed data for at least a year. Well, now, what that tells you is, if you're in the world of science, the data is out there for people to look at. They didn't even want the data in the hands of regular people, perhaps in the private sector, perhaps in private universities, perhaps in drug companies, to look at the data and begin to ask critical questions. If you don't have the data, you can't ask the questions.
Amazing, isn't
yeah,
it? Thank you for your, yeah, thanks for Patrice for your call. We got other callers here in very limited time here. Chance, you're on the phone with Carl Schramm. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, Dave. Hello, Carl. You know, guys, correct me if I'm wrong, but I fail to see how it could be anything but deliberate genocide when they're ruining medical professionals' careers. They won't allow open discourse. I fail to see how it could be anything but deliberate genocide. Is it just me, guys?
Well, the question I'd have to ask is, genocide is a gigantic phenomenon, okay, and it has a targeted population. And it's not clear to me who it is who's targeted. And I hesitate to go to genocide because I think this is much more an issue of total incompetence. I wouldn't posit that the folks at the CDC are out to kill Americans. It would be more convincing.
Well, Carl, can I ask you this? All of a sudden, we have so much incompetence in the medical profession. I don't believe that. I just don't believe that all of a sudden there's a wave of incompetence in the medical profession all of a sudden.
Well, they had Event 201, Chance. You know they had Event 201. They already planned this whole thing out. And this was John Hopkins that was sponsoring the bloody thing. I mean, you and I both know that. Carl, you're aware of Event 201. And they were basically laying out the ground rules for how we're going to censor people when they start talking it up. They had a mainstream narrative already prepared.
Well, I think yes. And I think it'll help your listener just a touch and maybe I'm wrong about this, but the way I analyze this is, yes, there are doctors, there are MDs, they're the guys we go to when we have disease. What we're talking about here are MDs who work in the public health field, and the public health field has become enormously political. And these are not the same clinicians who go out and try and solve your, you know, diagnose your cough or figure out whether you got strep throat or whether you have a, you know, a this or a that. They're not that type of physician. These are physicians who spent their life in public health. And when you spend your life in public health, principally on a faculty someplace or in a public health department, you are deep, deep, deep in politics. It's almost like they have MDs in politics.
Yeah, it is kind of strange in that regard. And the thing is about politics, though, when they are using this to manipulate data and the CDC, I guess I have to look at bottom line because we've only got a couple of minutes left of this segment. Carl, you're redoing the CDC. This is all going to fall on Congress, right?
Well, it should. They're planning up hearings. Even today, I read articles that Dr. Lewinsky, you know, is pulling the firebox. She immediately needs new funding. Well, she's had three emergency funding requests that have all been granted, and suddenly it looks like some Republicans and some Democrats are basically saying, hold on, what are you doing with all the money we send over there? And that is an absolutely super-duper question. They've had $5 billion over the last 5 years in special appropriations to improve the data systems at the CDC, and they're not one whit better than they were 5 years ago.
That's pretty scary. Chance, we appreciate your call. Thanks so much. And I mean, you make valid points, sir. As always, God bless you for your call. And Patrice as well. The books that you can find on Amazon by Carl J. Schramm, Ph.D., if you want to look any of them up. A lot of them have to do with entrepreneurialism, the entrepreneurial imperative, how America's economic miracle will reshape the world and change your life, Burn the Business Plan, What Great Entrepreneurs Really Do, Good Capitalism, Bad Capitalism, and the Economics of Growth and Prosperity. I believe just the hits just keep on coming, Carl. You've written a bunch of these books out there. And, you know, this is the thing. After being involved with the Kaufmans, I mean, it's really great. And good luck with your tenure at Syracuse University, and go Orange. In the meantime, we really appreciate you being on the show. And, you know, best of luck in your book sales and your continued tenure. Hopefully they will make sense out of the CDC and get to the bottom of everything that's been going on and validate some of our views and thought processes. But we thank you so much for being on the show. Folks, we're at the break right now, 28 minutes after the hour of 12 noon on Thursday, December 8th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you. We will be back with more news and your phone calls after this break. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarasp. and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges along with OptiVita vitamin C and an OptiVita vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
34 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Thursday, December 8th, 2022. You see what I'm holding up right there? That's Strauss Heart Drops. I got a bottle of it right here. Take it every day. You need to call the Power Mall right now, 877-817-9829, and order yours. Just like the commercial said, hey, you know, this is how we stay on the air, folks. And this is how we give you the opportunity, because we have a support line at support@thepowerhour.com. And the reason we have that support line that you, like so many people out there, like Nick just texted us, it's support@thepowerhour.com. And I actually, you know, I read these things, folks. You know, understand that, you know, when you send us stuff, you know, I read these messages. And, you know, when people call up, and they ask, you know, questions, or they make comments. I mean, this is the sort of thing, and we even get emails about that very subject matter. And, you know, when we're talking about things like that, we have a message here that basically says, you know, United States sovereignty, no doubt a group like us is a swear word to the leftists. Let's be right in their face with it. The only way out is the secession. Also, God bless us. And we turned our back. It's a saying, God bless America every morning. Maybe you should think about leaving God have mercy, or leading with God have mercy on this reprobate nation. Well, I'll tell you, John, here's the thing. Yeah, God does need to bless America. We put our faith in a lot of people that have let us down. And of course, those who have turned their back and have done just the opposite of godliness, they are reprobates in God's eyes. And we have to pray for them that they see the light. Now, whether they do or not, this is a problem with America, because we the people, if we don't stand up, we become almost as bad as the reprobates, because we let them get away with it. We don't stand up for what's right, for what we believe in. We just look at, you know, just day by day, we subscribe to everything that these people, like Harold Rosenthal, who was murdered on an Il Al flight and dumped on the tarmac in Tel Aviv back in the 70s. Remember, he said, oh, we've got you people so conditioned, you're only worried about your toil and your next meal. Oy vey. Mr. Rosenthal met with a very untimely death after he opened his mouth and gave a reporter that interview. And you can read that interview online. All you got to do is just Google or DuckDuckGo, whatever, the name Harold Rosenthal, Jacob Javits, administrative assistant, death. And you read what I'm talking about. And this is exactly what we have ascribed to in America, because we're not forward thinkers. Those who are not forward thinkers, that can't critically think, that have this thing called cognitive dissonance wrapped around their head, it becomes a real problem for the rest of us. And you hit it on the head, John. I agree. We have to pray for America that we can free up some of these reprobate minds and convince them actually of what is going on. And I know a lot of you, Carl Schramm was just on here. The guy is a University of Syracuse professor, okay? I get it. He is approached this thing from the conservative mainstream American issue. And it sounded like it politically, didn't it? And I know you took issue with it. You know what? God bless you. You're entitled to do that. Sherry in Kansas, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hey, I wanted to... I couldn't listen to your show live yesterday with Don, but someone, I taped it and I was listening to it, and someone mentioned John McCain, and I remember hearing an interview with a guy that I can't think of his name. I've got one of his books, but I couldn't find it. But he worked for the Nixon administration. You know, he wasn't high up, but he did work in the Nixon administration. And he said that John McCain is responsible for killing more pilots in the Vietnam War than the North Vietnamese. And that was that incident aboard that aircraft carrier where he was being a hot shot, you know, showing off or something. But
right,
I think
father,
that was the Forrestal, wasn't
father.
It?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe it was.
And the other thing about Pearl Harbor was that, I don't know if this was Kimmel's grandson, or who it was, but they said that there was really a secret plan by the FDR administration, points to irritate Japan so that they would attack, since they couldn't. They did try to get the Germans into attacking them, and they couldn't get them to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that they used, they irritated, you know, by keeping them from getting fuel and other different things. And it was like a 8, 10, or 12-point plan they had. I remember hearing about that, too, before they actually attacked Pearl Harbor. So, you know, and there was actually the guy that, oh, what's his name? The guy that wrote the secret in Uncle Sam's closet, or the skeleton in Uncle Sam's closet. His uncle was at Pearl Harbor when it got attacked, and he wrote that book later from what his uncle had told him. And it was the deal about them advertising in the newspaper, you know, a week before they did it or something. But anyway, I just wanted to throw that in.
All right. Food for thought. Thanks, all Sherry, right, for your call. You bet. Kevin in Ohio, how are you, sir?
Hey, real good, Dave. A few related stories popped up yesterday. One is really dynamite. That yesterday, Angela Merkel admitted in an interview that the whole Minsk agreement with Ukraine, Russia, France, was just a set-up job that they weren't going to honor. They were lying to Putin. He was the other person at the agreement. And so are those world leaders out there now admitting that they're lying to in agreements like that. So where the hell, how paper thin is that?
Pretty paper thin.
And then the other thing about paper thin I had in mind is our artillery pieces are going to Ukraine. Have you read about that? How
155 howitzers.
Well, yeah, the 177, all of them, they're breaking down so frequently, and they have to be taken to Poland to be refurbished. You can't field fix them. And the reason is because the contract to the military was set to minimum standards. So the cheap DOD bought the cheapest they could. They were never tested at the maximum performances.
Right.
They're over there trying to do max, you know, with junk that has to be frequently gone out to Poland. It leaves them with just a third of the possible are always gone. Almost half of them are always out of commission. And they're not succeeding with the Stinger missiles. They're becoming an electronic problem in the field. It's just really ugly. And then this thing about in Germany, where they did that supposed coup attempt that the German police and special forces went out with 3,000 men and raided all these places and picked up a few guns and stuff because they were going to install a prince of Germany. You can look at it. It's make big news. It's out. And that happened
I think we talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, and that's happened the same day Merkel's making that. You know, who is making these people run? No heat for winter, no electricity in Germany, right? And I don't think it is a coincidence. And it almost compares to the January 6th bullshit. So,
yep, pretty much. BS.
Well, thanks.
Never.
Yeah?
You bet. Thank you much. Appreciate your call. There you go. And he said it like I always want to say it. Of course, the FCC, they always take issue with foul language. But you know what? The proverbial caca. We could talk about that who flung poo on a regular basis because that's the kind of thing that Congress does. They're famous for it. Just want to let you know, too, those of you AOC haters out there, believe it or not, they are looking into her violating ethics. Remember that tax the rich dress that she wore to that event that she apparently got some sort of freebie admission in? They were all paying $35,000 to $50,000 for tickets, but she got in for free. She got a gift. The ethics committee is looking into whether or not that was an impermissible gift. Yeah, you see, they will do anything they can until they get away with it, and maybe they will anyway. You know, maybe they will. She'll pull some strings, and, you know, she'll back off of something, or she'll agree to vote for somebody's thing, and they won't investigate, and, you know, the trickle-down effect is Washington looks out for its own, and the hell with the rest of us, right? Raphael Warnock, by the way, has officially won re-election in the Senate runoff. All right, so you got a socialist in the Senate, and the Senate Democrats have a 51-49 margin in the chamber. Further reinforcement of the lame duck. So how is this going to work with the lame duck? Not Aflac. Nope, it's not going to work like that with lame duck. It's not going to happen that way. What's going to end up happening is the House is going to collectively get together, and if the House was really smart, because the Republicans have the majority and you want to make a lame duck session, call your congressperson and tell them to strip all the funding for all these federal agencies so they can't operate, strip the Congress government's ability to operate, shut down the government completely. Don't give in to anything. All you people out there in Congress and you people that can call your congressperson and tell them, shut off the funding now. Shut off the funding to Ukraine. Shut off the funding to all these agencies, these bureaucrats. This is the only way you're going to stop them. Oh, you know, Jack Dorsey is trying to have his little come to Jesus meeting. You know, the former CEO of Twitter and co-founder. He's calling on Elon Musk to release all the company's internal files after now James Baker's gone. And whatever, you know, he wants to make it look like he had nothing to do with suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop. And Vijayjay, what her name is, Vijayjay, I call her Vijayjay, just like, you know, Dr. Whatever is on Grey's Anatomy does, talking about women's genitalia, the Vijayjay. You know, she needs to be suppressed. But now she's working in a cybersecurity agency in the government. You see how all that works? They protect their own. And whenever you do a good deed for the government, this is how they repay you. They appoint you to some federal bureaucracy. Wow. So, you know, Baker, James Baker, the guy was with the FBI. I don't even know why he was working for Twitter. Why they brought him on was because of part of the censorship campaign to help the Democrats, the reprobates that are now running DC, the Schiff Show, you know. I mean, we're all taking this dim view of government right now, especially those listening to the show. Like me, you're scratching your head going, what the hell is going on in D.C.? Why did Musk give all this stuff to Matt Taibbi? Taibbi is always writing crap that's more liberal in nature. And now it's like, oh, well, I'll give you the exclusive, but you got to report everything, Matt. I wish, you know, I'd love to get him on the show so I can cuss him out, because that's how I feel about some of the crap that he's written. You know, he tried to be enlightening in Rolling Stone magazine, but the guy is a liberal journalist. I mean, we all know that. And it's really funny that Taibbi gets it before anybody else got it. Huh. So, you know, so much for censorship, right? That's why I'm glad we had Paul Davis on the show, because you can see the kind of uphill battle that we're all facing here. And what's going to happen in the House is going to be another Schiff Show. It's going to be another January 6th committee extrapolated out into the ozone. One hearing after another hearing after another hearing, while everybody that's disgruntled sits on the sidelines and goes, yeah, yeah. Just remember the old prison commercial where all the food in prison sucks, and so they're all sitting there banging their knives and forks on the table? Alka-Seltzer, Alka-Seltzer, Alka-Seltzer. Remember that? I'm dating myself again. Oh, I try to make light and satire out of this nonsense that's going on in D.C. because that's what it is. It is nonsense. And what can we, the people, do about it other than calling our switchboards in Washington, D.C. and blowing them up and shutting them down and emailing en masse to shut down their internet by overloading it? Overloading with complaints. All right, let's see what you has-beens can do for us now. Are you going to work with we the people, or are you going to continue this political folly? You know, this is why Jib Jab is Jib Jab. You ever watch JibJab.com? Jib Jab! You ever watch the satires they do? God, you got to love that. You know, it's like why I sing the little parody on my piano bars when I'm doing piano bar. And everybody, you know, to the Adams family, only it's the Clinton family. You can imagine how that sounds. Yeah, the Democrats out there would be livid if I started singing that one that I do in Piano Bar. But I'll save that for Piano Bar. But, you know, it goes into detail about Bill and about the little blue stained semen dress and all that good stuff. You see, politics, it doesn't change except now pedophilia is expanded in D.C. I'm convinced of it. How many congressmen out there seriously have had a little kid? That's what I want to know. You know, I mean, we're already hearing stories about what was in Ashley Biden's diary and about showers with Daddy Joe. It's like Billy Joe, Bobby Joe, Betty Joe. And what about Uncle Joe? Yeah. Moving kind of slow. Yeah, except when he was in the shower. I mean, even Tucker Carlson can't leave that one alone. Yeah, the gay marriage bill wins enough votes for House passage. Yep. Wow. Biden's going to sign it. And it was bipartisan. That means your pedophile and those who were supporting the gay rights movement, the don't say gayers, you know, all those people are supporting all that. They voted for it. And it's going to attack freedom of religion. The Supreme Court could reverse its support for legal recognition of such relationships, now headed toward final congressional approval, headed for Biden's desk. Yeah, you see, we have freedom of religion, and how far does that go? Is the right to get married and marry same-sex couples? And if you refuse, you get sued, because now the government has passed legislation saying that you have to support same-sex marriage. Hey, you know what? They want to get married and live in sin or whatever you want to believe as far as your spiritual walk with God goes. God is going to do the judging. Remember that. Reprobate or no reprobate, God is going to do the judging. That's what the day of judgment is for. So whatever these people want to do to go out and live in sin and commit buggery on the high seas, like Cheech and Chong, remember that? You've been charged with the onerous crime of buggery on the high seas. How do you plead? I'm innocent. I'm innocent. He's lying. I'm not. Yarcel, you big fibber. You know Cheech and Chong, remember that bit? Yeah. Hey, if these people want to go out and be reprobates, this is why I make light of it all, folks. It's ridiculousness designed to get under your skin and draw you away from the real truth. The real truth is they're all Satan worshipers and there's no getting around it. Yep, just like John said in his text to us at supportatthepowerhour.com, they're reprobates. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Romans 1. Professing themselves wise, they became fools. So the Supreme Court is going to be hearing a case that could empower state legislatures, not judges, to regulate elections. Yet North Carolina Republicans told the Supreme Court yesterday the U.S. Constitution gives state legislatures preeminent authority to make the rules for presidential and congressional elections without interference from the courts. What do the courts want to do? Make law from the bench. You see, that's why our justice system is corrupt, because every judge out there is trying to do it. Lee Zeldin is not going to run for RNC chair, but he's calling on Ronna McDaniel to step aside. Yep. Harmeet Dillon, by the way, said she's going to run for RNC chair. 23 House seats flipped during the 2022 midterm elections, just so you know. 16 seats flipped from Democrat to Republican, 7 flipped the other way. The U.S. is going to address Australia's military capability gap, according to Wink and Blink and a Nod and Austin and all those other people that, I don't know, most of us don't even think that they're legitimate. Ron DeSantis, meanwhile, is saying that Disney's going to start paying its debts. Disney's now trying to get in the back door of the Florida legislature to see if we can just kind of ease up on that repeal of the Reedy Creek Improvement Act and maybe give them some other perks. You know, see, this is how politics is played, folks. And the popular doll maker American Girl is facing a backlash for its new girl's guidebook that reportedly advises children struggling with body image issues to ask their doctors for puberty blocking medications and seek transgender support without parental consent if you don't have an adult you trust. A Smart Girl's Guide body image book retails on the American Girl website for $12.99. What do you think about that? Better be careful what you wish for. Yep, there's an article in our economy and business section, by the way, in J.P. Morgan Chase, the largest federally insured bank in the U.S. with five felony counts, said 10% of its new hires last year had criminal backgrounds. Oh, my. Then this is why I'm telling you to run on the banks. Yeah, do a bank run. Yeah. Yeah, see, we've got a post on here on Diamond and Dibvig and the Panic of 1907, suggesting bank runs have seldom proven fatal to otherwise sound banks. Instead, when people run in a bank, it's usually because it's already in hot water. I think all the banks are in hot water. And what they're going to do to America when they go digital and limit you to access your money? Ooh, 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 ooh. If you've been to the grocery store lately, meat prices could go up another 40 or 50%. Oh, man, I'll tell you what, raising rabbits and chickens and your own beef for local slaughter might be just the thing that people need to do these days. Oh, wow. Buy acreage cheap. Doesn't matter where you get it. Just get it cheap and start doing your own animal husbandry like I do. Every morning, I know it's a half-hour ritual in my backyard, but hey, the chickens and the rabbits are very well taken care of. Trust me. And we're getting eggs. I haven't had to buy a dozen eggs from the grocery store in weeks. Gotta love it. Oh, by the way, did you know, remember the dangerous killer robots in San Francisco? I think they're doing a U-turn there. I think they got caught so much flack they decided against it. And we have an article under Surveillance State about isolation camps in New York State. Yeah, it got beat down, but the tyrants are going to appeal. Hey, you know, you people in New York State need to get with your legislatures and ramp up on them. And let's not forget the West Texas school superintendent accused of trying to record the visiting girls in locker rooms as they were changing for a game. Ooh. Yeah, Seagreaves, independent school district superintendent Joshua Neal Goen just been charged. Wow. All sorts of news we didn't get to cover, but we'll see you tomorrow for our Friday edition here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Even you reprobates out there, you know where you can go. You know where you're probably going to end up anyway. Be back tomorrow. In the meantime, protect us and what's left of our sovereign nation.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.